I want to take some alarm calls this morning. These are
I set off the alarm by accident.
Most embarrassing place you did that. We got Terry on the line here at 360-733-5476. Okay, Terry, where are we going with you? Into the yoga room? Is that where we're going?
We're in a yoga class. It was like in a library type setting. It was a public yoga class.
Yeah.
And the instructor showed up late. We're sitting there doing the yoga, and I'm going like, man, I could be somewhere like in an hour and a half. And they went through, did the whole yoga class. And at the end, you go into relaxation mode, and they do this child pose thing. And I'm sitting here in child pose going like, man, I really got to get going. Then they go into corpse pose, where everybody lays on their back with their eyes closed, and they dim the lights, and the music's
nice,
playing and everything. And
we're
like, I got to get
going. And you are stressing.
I was in the back row, and I go, okay, I'll just sneak out the back door here. And I hit the door and just... all this alarm starts going off. All these people are jumping up. You know, it's like so much for relaxation. I woke the corpse up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be able to snap back into life when life calls, you know.
Now you got to go back in for another session.
So I just ran. They had no idea who it was. I'm like, I got to get out here.
That's what I do. Thanks, Terry. 360-733-5476. Lisa Marie is in Chilliwack, B.C.
What happened, Lisa Marie?
So I worked on call at a medical clinic. And so I got into work, and the alarm system had been having some issues. That morning, we were, like, double booked. So there's patients waiting, and the alarm system just continues to go off. I'm punching in the code. Children are screaming, and I just, oh my God, the doctor's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I guess what had happened is one of the wires shorted on the keypad, and so every time I punched it in, it just sent another alarm. So the police showed up, and oh my God, it was just a nightmare.
Well, at least you stayed. I mean, I think I could get in, be so wrapped up in embarrassment that you just walk out. I'm leaving, I'm going home.
You know? I know. I was just like, maybe I should just quit right now.
Yeah, I know. All right. Thanks, Lisa Marie.
Brad and John at KISM.com if you have an email setting off an alarm by accident. Accidentally set off the alarm in a library, tried hiding, and was caught, says Harold.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
What's your name and where were you when you set off the alarm?
My name is Greg, and I was down there at the Weyerhaeuser Bonsai Garden.
The Weyerhaeuser Bonsai Garden. Now, where exactly is that?
That's a Federal Way. You can see the sign on I-5.
Okay.
And,
I remember seeing the sign and that funky-looking building on the as you're going southbound. It's on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Is that where the Bonsai Garden is?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what happened?
I was training down there for law enforcement purposes, and I had been driving past it, and I go, finally, I'm going to stop and check this out. I drove up there, and it's this beautifully manicured trail that crosses the road, and I get up there, and it's closed, and I was kind of bummed, and I was walking back down the trail, and I look at this gate. It's full of ivy, but you look at the gate, the hasp was there, but no lock was on it, so I was like, I'll go at least look. So I go up and I open this gate and I look in there and there's all these beautiful, cool bonsai. And I walk in there about 5 feet and an alarm goes off. It was loud.
And you're in the woods. You're outside.
Outside, absolutely. And I was thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble. I'll get in trouble. And I turn around and walk away and I'm thinking, if you run, you're going to get in trouble. So just walk. And I'm hurry! I can't get down this trail fast enough because this alarm is echoing through the woods. And they all see this. And I think, just walk. And I walk all the way down this trail, and I couldn't get back to my car fast enough. And I get about 30 yards to my car, and I just take off running from my car. And I jump in my car, and I turn around. I'm driving through the parking lot. And there's people leaving work, and they're looking up in the woods. And stuff.
The alarm is blazing. Someone's burning down the bonsai.
Yeah, what is the concern? You're stealing bonsai? What? I mean, I don't.
Oh yeah, those things are very expensive.
Are they?
Super expensive.
Yeah, they're like 150 years old. Some of them, and they're on loan from other people from around the world and stuff.
So people would go in there and steal that stuff, huh?
Yeah, somebody stole one years ago, and it was on the news.
I think I remember that. I think I remember the guy stealing the bonsai.
Well, dude, they probably had them. They probably have cameras in that parking lot. They probably could have got you that way.
He was the guy that walked all the way almost to his car and then started sprinting. And so as you drove off, the last you remember, that alarm is echoing through the trees.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I thought for sure I was going to get in trouble. Security would come bombing down the hill. And, man, I was scared.
Run the risk of ending your career in law enforcement.
Yeah.
All I wanted to see was the bonsai tree.
No, sorry.
Here's we got to take your badge and your gun. Sorry.
All right, Greg. That's good stuff. Thanks,
Thank you, buddy.